Distilling the compounds that count. You're listening to Chemistry in its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World magazine.
This week, the various uses of rubbery gloop. Jenna Bilbrey reveals all.
Borax, known in the chemistry world as sodium tetraborate, is one of the best-known boron compounds. Up until the late 1980s, borax was popular as a solid detergent, giving us the jingle,
"Oh, Fabric, there's lemon fresh and borax in you. Oh, Fabric, there's lemon fresh and borax in you."
In addition to cleaning, borax has seemingly infinite uses, such as anti-separation agents in cold creams, components of alkaline buffer solutions, antifungal foot soaks, flame retardants, fluxes in metal welding, and neuron capture shields for radioactive sources. It cures thrush in horses' hooves, cleans the brain cavities of skulls, and keeps moss away from wool sweaters. Silly Putty, in its original formulation, was made by cross-linking polyvinyl alcohol with borax. A similar formula is used in a common children's science experiment to make goop, a sticky substance with the consistency of snot. Borax and glue are mixed together to form a polymer of the glue, cross-linked by borax. The more borax you add, the more the glue cross-links, and the more rubbery the goop becomes. Borax is actually a general term for a group of closely related boron-oxygen compounds that differ in their water content. Typically, there are 10 water molecules per unit cell. Although we call it a decahydrate, the unit cell of borax contains the B4O5OH4 ion, so it is better written as an octahydrate, as in Na2B4O5OH48H2O. Borax is the salt of boric acid, called salicylate when found in natural sources, and is produced naturally from the evaporation of lakes and seas in colorless crystals that turn white when ground. Many types of borates can be formed by salicylate, varying only by counterion. The sodium in borax can be replaced by calcium, magnesium, strontium, or even by combinations of counterions. Both borax and boric acid act as texturing agents in cooking to promote elasticity and crispiness, and to prevent shrimp from darkening. However, the European Chemicals Agency and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration have banned borax as a food additive, putting the compound on the list of substances of very high concern. In a single exception, caviar is still preserved by borax, at least in the EU. Though also banned in China, borax is sometimes illegally used to give a rubbery texture to rice noodles and root starch jelly. Borax converts into boric acid in the body, so when discussing the dangers of ingesting borax, it's important to look at the effects of boric acid. If exposed to a large amount of boric acid in a short amount of time, the starch, bowels, liver, kidney, and even the brain can suffer. Boric acid does appear naturally in some foods. Leafy vegetables, fruits, legumes, and nuts are the richest source, and beer, wine, and cider also have an appreciable amount. But it takes more than the small amount naturally present in foods to cause any internal distress. Prolonged exposure to high levels of boric acid may also lead to adverse reproductive effects, such as impaired fertility and birth defects. In the UK, borax is sold at some department stores as a natural cleaning powder, and taxidermists still regularly use borax to preserve and clean hides and feathers of mounted animals. One must be careful, however, when using borax, especially in powdered form, because its effect as an irritant is well documented. The dust of boric acid can cause respiratory and skin irritation if used in large amounts, so those working with borax must take care not to breathe in the powder. Some pet owners spread powdered boric acid over their carpet to kill fleas, spiders, and other pests, though this must be done carefully to limit the pet's exposure as well, as many animals are also sensitive to borax. Although the substance has been banned for consumption, there is a large group of people who believe borax isn't harmful. Some say it even has health benefits. But for now, borax remains far away from foods, in the cleaning aisle only.
Science writer Jenna Bilbrey there with the chemistry of borax. Now, next week, safe storage recommended.
Hydrofluoric acid, or HF, does indeed need to be stored and used in plastic containers, as it slowly dissolves many materials, including the fiberglass many modern bathtubs are made of.
Discover why such packaging is needed and the relevance of a bathtub by joining Katrina Kramer in next week's Chemistry in Its Element. Until then, thank you for listening. I'm Meera Senthilingam.
Chemistry in Its Element comes to you from Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry, and is produced by thenakedscientists.com. There are more compounds that count on our website at chemistryworld.org/compounds.